for the day of Simchas Torah, the 23rd day of Tishrei, the Tanya is on page 272. The number at the bottom of the page is 528. It's in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chav Gimel, the 23rd letter. It's at the bottom of the last line on the page, the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe is bemoaning the fact that those who come to Davin and are doing a mitzvah with a minyan, which is a public mitzvah, that before and after the davening there is idle talk, which makes it a meshav leitzim, which the Rebbe says removes the shechina, causes the shechina to depart. Okay, nahu v'achai v'zeyai, therefore, my beloved brothers and friends, alno tiro'u haro hagdela hazeis, do not commit this great evil. Utnu kovid l'Hashem alikeichem, and give honor to your God, b'terem yechshoch, before it grows dark. This is an expression from the Novi, from Yirmiyah. Give glory to your God before it grows dark. Here the Rebbe is referring to the time of davening before it grows dark. Dahainu bein mincha l'mayriv. Kol yemei sachil, between mincha and mayriv, all the days of the week. Lilmeid ba'asodja, to study publicly, pnimiyus ha'tayza, the inner part of Torah, Shehi Agodo Shebe Sefer Ayin Yankev, which is the Agodo that is contained in the Ayin Yankev, Shezeif Seydes HaTorah Genuzim Bo, because in the Agodo the secrets of Torah are concealed. They're contained within them, but concealed. Umechaperes Aveinais of Shalodom, and the study of Agodah also brings forgiveness for one's sins. Kimevur b'kisvei HaRizal, as is explained in the writings of the Ari. The Hanigle Shebo, and the revealed part of the Agodah, Hein Darkei Hashem, are instructions in the ways of God, Sheliyeluch Behem HaAdom, the way in which a person should go, Yoshes Eitzes Benafshe B'mila D'shmaya, and it provides instruction and advice concerning the way that a person should live his life, both in heavenly matters and in matters of the world, advice on how to live even between man and man, as is known to all the wise. Also, on a daily level, before, after the davening, to learn a little bit of Shulchan Aruch, Hilches Hatzriches, those laws, those halachis, that are necessary for every person to know, Hatzriches L'chol Adam, that are necessary for everyone to know, the Alzei Omer Rizal, and concerning this study, the sages say, Kol Hashein Halachis B'chol Yeim, that the study of Halacha every day assures one a portion in the world to come. Shehein Halachis Brureis Upsukes Halacha L'maisa, this is not the study of the Pilpul of the Gemara, but rather the final clear-cut verdict of the Halacha, which is a direct instruction on how to do the mitzvah, kimavu b'pirish Rashi Zalshon, or b'Shabbos Kedesh, and on Shabbos, all of this is for the week, to learn Ein Yankiv, and to learn a little bit of Shulchan Aruch. And on Shabbos Kedesh, ba'alei samincha, in the time of mincha, yasku b'hilchis Shabbos, he should learn the laws of Shabbos. Because there are many and important laws on Shabbos, ubikal yochel ha'adam likoshel b'chas v'shalem, and it's very easy for a person to unintentionally violate some of these laws. God forbid. Afilu b'yisr kodes uskilo, even in the violation of the desecration of Shabbos, that is punishable by death. Michsar and yediyo, from a lack of knowledge, from not having learned the halachas, shigigas talmud eilezodin chas v'shalom, and that which is done unintentionally because of a lack of learning is almost considered intentional, because the person had the opportunity to learn and didn't. Ein tzarech leimar, so even in those things that are punishable by death, which means outright desecration of Shabbos, a person can, for lack of knowledge, mistakenly desecrate Shabbos. And goes without saying, needless to say, that b'yisurei divrei seifim, that in the rabbinic prohibitions, shezobu kameirov l'mailo, that are so numerous, ubefrat b'yisurei mukta, and particularly the yisur of mukta, the shchichet tuva, that is very common, v'chamurim divrei seifim, yesim divrei teirah, and although these are rabbinic commandments, but that doesn't make the violation any less. On the contrary, there is a severity in the sages' instructions, mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of the Rabbanon, that does not exist, a certain severity that does not exist in the laws of Torah itself. Kama shomer rezal, as the sages say, shekol hoy v'ral divrei chachamim, that anyone who transgresses purposely the words of the sages, afilu b'yisur kal shel divreihem, even if it's a slight or small violation, k'mei ha'eichol kedem tilas arvis, as for example, eating before ma'ariv, which the sages prohibit, u'chahai gavna, and things similar, chayiv misa k'eivir al chamurei shebetayra, that there is a death penalty, he's worthy of a death penalty, just as if he had violated the most stringent laws in Torah. Chol yochid al yifesh atzmei min hatzibur afilu lumed inyan achir. And when these studies are taking place on Shabbos, the study of the laws of Shabbos, and during the week, the study of Ein Yankif and Shulchan Aruch, when these studies are taking place, the individual should not separate himself from the congregation, not even if he is going to study along with them, but a different subject. Kiim bedover shehatzibur eiskim bei, he should study that which the congregation is studying. Ein tzarech leimar, and it needless to say, shelo yetzei hachutza, that the individual should not leave the shul. Im lo yasara mebiladei, if they won't be ten without him, all of anikayda haposuk, and concerning one who leaves when he is the tenth, and without him they won't be a minyan to study, concerning him I apply the verse ve'ez ve'ashem kolu, that those who leave God face a severe punishment. What does it mean to leave God? To walk away when there's a need for that which can only take place in a minyan, k'may shomer rizal al kol dover shebikdusha. So if a person walks away from anything holy where a minyan is necessary, that is called Ezri Hashem. Ki ein kedusha, kedusha satayro, because there's no holiness like the holiness of Torah. Deiraisa v'kutcha b'ichu kulachat, because Torah and God are all one. V'chol ha'perish min ha'tzibur, etc. And so leaving the congregation and not participating in this mitzvah is undesirable. V'shemei ali, and the one who will hear me, who will listen to me, yishkem betach, will be able to live in confidence, will be yomov v'yomeinu, and in his days and in our days, in our times, tivosha Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, Yehud and Yerushalayim will be saved, will be helped, tishkem levetach, amen kein hirotzein, and will dwell securely Amen. May it be God's will. Hayom Yom, for the 23rd of Tishrei, for Simchas Torah, the Rebbe writes that we don't read from the Torah at night, as is a custom in some communities, and the Birchas HaKoyanim is at Shachris rather than in Musaf, and we do not have the custom of spreading the talus over the heads of the Chasan Torah and the Chasan Bereshis. The one called to the Torah, when one is called to the Torah, one also says, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. On Simchas Torah of 1779, the Alter Rebbe said, Eitz Chayim hi l'machazikim bo. It is a tree of life to those who hold fast to it. This refers to people of intellect who study Torah. V'tamcheha me'usha, and those who support it are fortunate. These are the people of Aveda, of davening, who occupy themselves with Torah. They are fortunate, me'ushar, as the Zohar says, do not read the word as me'ushar, but as me'zeshe, from his head. Through their Aveda, they arouse the level of the God's head, of the Reish, which is the inwardness, the pnimius of the Ein Seif. This is similar to the unique quality of the foot that provides support for the head.